Blog Talk Radio.
To spend time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. A beautiful, beautiful day. Waking up 6 feet over, not under, alive, breathing in that beautiful prana, the air, the green trees, green grass. It's such a blessing. I miss you. You miss us. You miss me? Because I know, regardless if I'm online or not, you're still spending time with God. Sometimes it's good just to hear someone else say what you already been thinking and what you already felt. Today we're doing, we're speaking on spirit of infirmities. I'm going to give you some scriptures, okay? Because infirmities is high blood pressure, arthritis, just pain. It's not natural for us to deal with chronic pain. And sometimes it comes out of nowhere. So let me give you some encouragement because we only have 15 minutes. excuse me, I apologize on that one. Bent body spine. Doctors tell you, oh, it's your spinal cord, your posture, sit up straight, hold your shoulders back, nose up, chin up. But bent back spine. Read Luke 13 and 11. Impotent, frail, lame. Read John 5 and 5. Acts 3 and 2, Acts 4 and 9. Now, here's a real popular one, a very popular one. The people be like, I don't understand where I'm getting migraine headaches from. Asthma, hay fever, allergies. And people have just really come to the point where they accept it. Oh, it's just my allergies. Oh, I have hay fever. No, that is an infirmity. Read John 5 and 5. And this one is for me because my bones be hurting. My father broke my leg with an electric guitar when I was a little girl. And I had a cast in my hip to my ankle for 8 months. They were like, oh, when you get older, you're going to have problems with it. And yes, I do. But God speaks life to them bare bones. Don't let nobody tell you different. read once again John 5 and 5. Weakness. Weakness is you just don't have no strength. You start losing that muscle, or you're just frail. So check out, read Luke 13 and 11. Once again, that powerful scripture, John 5 and 5. This is for people who spend time with God, not who wants instant gratification, but those who want confirmation by reading God's word, not by what somebody just throw online and give to you. Do you know that oppression is an infirmity? It's like when the demons are trying to oppress the empty you, and they be pressuring you, but you can they can't go into an empty vessel. They can't go into a vessel that's filled with all the spirit. Only when that spirit is empty can they go in. My little earpiece keep falling out, John. Oppression, Acts 10 and 38. Oppression is when demons are trying to possess you. Oppression is trying to possess you. Depression, okay? Enter into. And that is a lot of pressure. It is an infirmity. It is painful. It can deal with your mental, your physical, your emotion, and your finance. Fevers, physical illness and pains, lingering disorders, all this ADD and BAC and bipolar and all this kind of stuff, that's just lingering disorder. Been diagnosed by man, but it's still an infirmity. Schizophrenic, an infirmity. Dementia, all that kind of stuff. That's not normal. It's not normal to say, well, they're at this age now, and that normally happens. But it's not God's time to see. Foolery. Once again, read Luke 13 and 11. Powerful scripture of the morning, John 5 and 5. Cancer. Excuse me. Why are little children getting cancer? They don't smoke cigarettes. Well, in my opinion, I think we should be running up still, especially when it comes to that insurance. Thank God for St. Jude Foundation, but I'm just saying. So for cancer, read Luke 13:11. Look at that powerful chapter again, John 4. This one is verse 4. Strong man caused a spirit of infirmity. I'm buying you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, along with all your works, roots, fruits, tentacles, links, and spirits that are in God's people's life. And for the lives of everybody that I have prayed for today, along with all of your fruits and spirits of fit body, opponent frail lame, migraine headaches, asthma, hay fever, allergies, arthritis, weakness, oppression, fevers, physical illness and pain, lingering disorders and cancer. And we cast you out right now out of everybody that is listening and listening to this prayer line, spending time with God and the people that they are praying for. And we cast all of your works, roots, fruits, tentacles, links, and spirits and loose you from us, and I force you into outer darkness in the name of Jesus. When you cast some spirits out, you got to send them back to the dry land, the pit of hell where they come from, and still in the name of Jesus and say that not to be released until Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And we lose the spirit of life and his gift of healing. That is Romans 8, 2, and 1 Corinthians 12, 9 through 12. Meditate on those scriptures. Romans 8 and 2. That means 8 chapters, 2nd verse. Meditate. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 9 through the 12th verse. Meditate on God's word. Meditate is you get in a quiet place. You don't start crying and get all emotional. You don't start begging and asking God or telling God what you want him to do. You be quiet, you be still, you meditate on the scriptures. So they marinate in your spirit. And you can pretty much recycle them before anyone even mention them. Read them out loud. Put those words of seed all in the atmosphere of your home and your surroundings. You're not crazy. And no, that's not religious. That's relationship. During our week, the Sunday and Wednesday, to go to the altar and have the pastor or man of God to lay hands on you. Because I'll tell you something, I know me personally, I can't go through the rest of the week and pain and illness and wait for Sunday for the pastor to lay hand on me. I need my hand now. When you spend time with God, he will give you the instruction. Just like the pastors, and I'm not going to nobody there, but they spend time with God and they hear from God. Say, you can do the same thing. What did you do during the pandemic when you couldn't even go to church? You cried for God. He brought you through. You hear right now, listen. Amen. Amen. And this episode is sealed. In the word of God and in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And thank you for listening and spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Please subscribe to this podcast so that you may get notifications when we're here live or when we have special events for that. And share. Share. Thank you.
You should do.